And I have a studio guest as well. Yes, we have Councillor Liam Lyons, a councillor for Mount Hermon in Woking, in the studio. Thank you for joining us. Nice to have you in the studio, actually. We usually do a lot of these things sort of down the phone, but it's much nicer to do these things face-to-face and have a chat. So you're going to be running in a half marathon. Now, this is happening this coming Sunday.
It is, and I'm really hoping for some decent weather. I can cope with most things as long as it's not horrible and windy and stormy, and given the weather we've had over the last few days, it could go either way. Yes. But we're hoping for decent weather.
So we don't want any Storm Dennis or any other storm, for that matter, to raise its head on Sunday. So if you get weather like today, today's been pretty good.
Yeah, I'd be very happy with today. A little bit of cloud, not too much heat. I don't think there's any danger of that in March at this time of year. But yes, today would be ideal running conditions.
And have you done marathons before? Is there no stranger to this?
Well, I've done one marathon a very long time ago, but I've done quite a few half marathons in my time. But I'm a little older, a little wiser, and a little wider. So this is going to be probably more challenging than some I've done in recent years. But I'm confident I should be able to finish with a good time.
Oh, fantastic. You sort of do it regularly, and then you stop, and I suppose it's just trying to get back into it and everything else.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the key really is just to sort of keep going, and you get a great boost on the day. The Surrey Half Marathon really is a fantastic event, and the crowds there just sort of help you go that little bit further and a little bit faster than you do when you're training. So that helps. Every little helps.
Yes, definitely. And you're raising money for a fantastic cause. You're trying to bring a defibrillator to the United Reformed Church at Woking. Tell me more about that.
Yes, that's right. A member of the church community contacted me to ask me about funding opportunities for public use, community use defibrillators in Woking, and specifically, could they get one on the side of Woking United Reformed Church? Now, Woking URC is a fantastic asset to the community. I get invited there now and again. I always love going because the impact of the various things that they have and operate and run on the community really is awe-inspiring. And because of the number of people that use the church during the day, as well as indeed people who just pass the church at night, it would be good to have something in place in case an incident happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a thoroughfare, really. You know, you sort of go there in the mornings and evenings, lots of people walk past the church, you know, on their way to the station or their way to a town centre. So there's a lot of people that sort of use that route as well.
It's right on the thoroughfare between the railway station and the centre of Mount Hermon. It's right on the route down White Rose Lane to the park. It's on a busy crossroads with White Rose Lane and Heathside Crescent. So yes, it's right at the heart of a busy part of Woking, certainly.
And how much would a defibrillator cost then? Have we got a sort of figure in mind for this?
We think the unit will probably cost about £900, and then when you add in the casing around it and the fitting and the setting up, we think about £1,300 should cover it.
Okay. So this is what you're raising the money for. How's the fundraising going so far?
Well, I looked online just before I came live on air, and we're close to the halfway mark. I've got about another £300 that people pledged offline as well. So when we add that together, things are looking pretty good. But we're not over the line yet.
No.
The target is £1,300. If we should get a surplus, then we've pledged to give any surplus to the British Heart Foundation, because that seems an appropriate charity to support the cause.
Yes, they do a lot of work at the British Heart Foundation, research and everything else, and they've got lots of information about defibrillators. In fact, I was just having a little look through there about some of their web pages, and they talk about the defibrillators and the fact that, you know, public access ones, you know, it may be sort of quite scary seeing this machine on a wall, but you know, you can access it in an emergency, and it doesn't really, don't necessarily need training, I suppose, to use it.
No, you don't. I'm not a doctor. I don't have any kind of medical qualifications at all, but I've done a standard first aid course that you get in a lot of workplaces, and a very short part of that was spent on introducing us to the defibrillators. But actually, if you hadn't attended that training, you could still work it. They're designed for anybody to be able to use, and they have voice prompts. So what happens is, if there's an incident, You phone 999, the operator will give you a code which will give you access to the unit. That's to stop people interfering with it outside of those times. And then when you switch on, it gives you a series of very clear, simple voice prompts which will enable you to attend to a patient if you are the first responder.
Okay, a lot of people may be thinking, you know, I'm going to use this on somebody and you could accidentally shock them too much, but this machine won't let you do that.
It won't. They're very clever devices, and if you follow the instructions, then you will be far more likely to save a life than cause harm.
Brilliant. We're going to talk some more about the work you're doing trying to get these defibrillators. Such a great thing. Maybe a bit more about the preparations for Sunday as well. My guest in the studio is Councillor Liam Lyons. He's a councillor for Mount Hermon in Woking. We're talking about the Surrey Half Marathon happening this Sunday. We're also talking about why Liam is taking part in that to raise money to provide defibrillators for the Woking United Reformed Church. So we'll talk more about defibrillators in a tick. But Liam, just sort of talking, going back to the training you mentioned, you know, you used to do a lot of these sort of marathons and things back in the day, and this is kind of like coming back to that. But I know you do running sort of as a hobby, though, do you?
I do. It's primarily to keep fit and to get me some fresh air, but it's also over the years been a really good way to raise funds for some important causes, and this being one of them.
Excellent. What other causes have you raised money for then?
I've raised money for Able Child Africa and for cancer research, but I think this one is a little bit different, a little bit more important to me because it's local here in Woking. It's going to help people right on our doorstep.
Exactly. You're going to see the benefits, you know, when that defibrillator is on the wall. You can sort of think, you know, you sort of did your bit to raise money for that, and the community supporting you in that as well. So brilliant stuff. So how long does it take to train for a half marathon then?
How long is a bit of string? I'm at the moment I'm doing regular 10k loops. I've got a nice little loop that takes me from my flat in the town centre out through the park all the way down to Hoe Valley School, and then back again up through Kingfield Sainsbury's and then back through the park and a little extra bit down Ashwood Road, if anyone knows it, is a very steep hill which gets you every time. And then down to Asden back again, and that's my sort of 10k training loop that I'm doing a couple of times a week.
That is a long sort of stretch there, isn't it?
It's certainly, well, it can feel pretty long, certainly when you're doing it and the wind's against you, but yeah, it's 10k. Okay. But I am aware I need to do twice that on Sunday.
Yeah. But, you know, build up to that. So. Yeah, how long does it take you to do that sort of 10k around town?
I would like to break the 45-minute barrier, and I haven't yet. I'm doing it in about 48 minutes at the moment. But I'm happy enough with that.
That's good. And any thoughts on your what sort of time you want to finish on Sunday?
Well, I my personal best has been 1:38, which was only 2 years ago in the same race. But I think probably it will be closer to the 2 hour mark this time.
That's still amazing, though.
I'd be happy with under 2 hours. I'd be very happy.
And when you're training, do you listen to music? What do you do? Put your headphones on, or
I'm actually very unusual in that I don't listen to music. I know a lot of people do, but I just because I run alongside roads and
oh yeah, of course,
things like that, and it's often after dark, after work, where I just want to be a little bit more aware of cars and other things going on around me. So I tend to get a bit distracted with music. So no, actually, I'm one of the few people that seems not to like music when I run.
Yes, taking what's going on around you for safety, and also, you know, if you get a lovely evening, like, you know, this evening's going to be pretty nice. We've had some rubbish weather lately, so it's been a bit of a treat. So, you know, if you go for a run, are you going to be running tonight, or?
I will do a run tonight, yes. Yeah. I'm doing it sort of every 2 days at the moment, and then I'll back off for a couple of days just before Sunday, so I've got as much energy as possible.
Yes, wow, amazing. There's a lot to think about. a lot of preparation to get yourself prepared for it, but, you know, it's going to be brilliant, and, you know, the defibrillators, such a great cause to put your energies towards. And these defibrillators, now, just to sort of talk a bit about sort of how it works, there's community groups can organise a sort of a fund to get one up and running.
They can, and actually Woking Borough Council has a pretty good track record of funding these devices in the past. Various community groups have approached the council and we've been able to find them funding, whether that's through the community grants programme or through other funds, but and there are plenty around Woking in other parts, just not in Mount Hermon. We've got one in the coroner's court. We've got one outside Woking Fire Station, and they're both on open access. And there are lots of private community groups have them available as well. But what I really wanted to do this time is not just raise the money to purchase them, but at the same time raise awareness and hopefully develop a borough-wide strategy where we can look at where these devices should be best placed to have the maximum impact.
Exactly, have some sort of scheme where you can look at it and think, you know, this is where we need them. The places where they get busy, you know, maybe shopping centres and sort of around that area where there's sort of heavy traffic of people, I guess is kind of the best place.
Yes, and they do exist in Woking. This is not a rarity. It's just that we need some more of them, and there's a very dedicated community of people based around Woking United Reformed Church. Not just the congregation, I might add, but lots of other people who live nearby who have been very generous in their support for this cause.
Yes, and once you raise the money, you know, you get the defibrillator in, who's going to be responsible for the upkeep? Is there a cost there, I imagine?
There will be a small ongoing cost, and Woking United Reformed Church have agreed to look after the maintenance of these devices on an ongoing basis and make sure they're ready should somebody need them in a hurry and an emergency.
And just some statistics. I know you got some statistics as well around the use of defibrillators.
It's quite staggering, really. The NHS have a target response time for Category 1 emergencies of 8 minutes, and we're actually quite fortunate in Surrey that the average response time for Category 1 is just under 7 minutes at the moment. I don't have statistics just for Woking, but that's county-wide.
And that's 7 minutes, you know, that's going to feel like a long time if you're in that situation.
The point, really. In that, while that's a fantastic response time, and the ambulance service are to be commended for that, it can make a difference to somebody's survival of up to 40% if they can have that early access to a defibrillator. 460 people a day in the UK die of a heart-related illness or a circulatory-related illness, and I do mean a day, by the way. That's not a week or a month or a year. And if we can lessen the time it takes for them to get that crucial intervention from a defibrillator, that could really improve lives.
Yeah, so to more defibrillators, we'll get that figure down then, basically.
That's the hope.
Okay, and the statistics I picked up looking around sort of the internet, there's a survey suggesting that just 22% of us in the UK would be confident performing CPR on a stranger. Why do you think? Why do you think people may be sort of feeling scared and not confident to act?
I think it's a gadget, and if people haven't used a gadget, it's a little bit daunting to them, and it's just a lack of familiarity. I have to say, before I first got the chance to open one and take it out of the box, I probably would have been in that 78% category who were a little bit cautious about using it. But they are incredibly easy to use. So if somebody's listening and they've never used one before, and I hope you never have to be in a position where you have to use one, but if you do, please be assured it is incredibly easy to do. But aside from that, we're hoping, actually, through the United Reformed Church, possibly with Woking Borough Council's support, we might be able to do some training, and we'll start off with community groups that are likely to come across somebody who needs these. For example, Woking Street Angels.
Yeah. Of course, yes, the street agents are doing great work out there, but, you know, they could find themselves first on the scene on a medical emergency, couldn't they? Because they're out there on the streets.
They could.
Okay, so the fundraising going well. We need more support, though. So you've got a Just Giving page, justgiving.com/fundraising/DFib4. That's the number 4, Woking URC. Are you going to be accepting donations after Sunday, keeping it all open?
Absolutely, right up until we get a target. I'm hoping we can get the target by Monday, but absolutely we can at any point. And even if you can only donate a very small amount, it all helps and it all adds up. People have been very generous so far, and I'm very grateful for anything anybody can contribute in order to support his cause.
I mean, this is something that's going to make a huge difference, potentially could be saving the life of someone you know, someone in your family perhaps, or, you know, it just could be a lifesaver just to have that defibrillator. So worth supporting. justgiving.com/fundraising/DFib4. That's number 4, Woking URC. Good luck with the half marathon.
Thank you.
Yes, but you're looking forward to it, or maybe putting your feet up after it on Sunday afternoon.
I'm looking forward to both. It's a fantastic event, and it's worth mentioning that besides me, there's several thousand other people people who are going to be running this, and many of them will be raising money for causes that are important to them as well. It really is a great community event.
Yes, absolutely. I imagine lots of stories about why people are raising money for various charities, you know, so it must be quite sort of heartwarming hearing those stories as well. Brilliant. Good luck with it. We'll give the address out again for your Just Giving page later in the programme. And we'll chat to you again maybe next week to find out how it's gone.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me on your programme.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's been really good to talk to you. Thank you. So that is Councillor Liam Lyons. He is the councillor for Mount Hermon in Woking, talking about that Surrey Half Marathon on Sunday, and also why he's doing it to help bring a defibrillator to the United Reformed Church in Woking.